Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. It is 8:07. Income tax deadline day. Just if you're counting down, we heard almost one in four people wait to the last day. A third of America waits to the last week, so get her done. Meanwhile, I welcome Jim Rooney in studio. Yes, from that Rooney family. Jim and I have known each other a long time. He is the son of the late Ambassador Dan Rooney and Patricia. And over the years, we have crossed paths many times. Jim, good morning.
Larry, it's great to be here and good to see you. And I'm excited about our conversation this morning.
Yeah, we have talked in the past. You wrote a tremendous book about your dad, A Different Way to Win. And you had released an audiobook, which I really enjoy because it's so easy with the interviews you did with Roger Goodell, Mike Tomlin, Bill Cowher, Joe Green, Rocky Blyer, and so on. It's an easy listen, and I really enjoyed learning more about the process that your dad went through in those early days and the struggles. And people think everything's easy, right? And there were some great battles to get where we are today.
Absolutely. And you know, you think of the transition from my grandfather to my father, and then my father to the world we live in today, and you know, how they really build out the relationship between football and television, and now, you know, football, sports, and all the media availability that there is, and you know, how do you be successful in that space, and how do you, you know, make sure that your fans are you know, feel that connection. And you know, I really feel that my father built the groundwork of the business model that allowed the NFL to be so successful, that allowed the Steelers to be so successful. And he did it by, you know, treating people fairly in negotiations. Didn't mean he didn't negotiate for his side, but he always tried to treat people fairly in those negotiations.
I think we've heard from enough players over the years that played under your, you know, your father's leadership, how much they appreciated that. And, well, Friday night, Mel Blunt's annual roast of this year's Terry Bradshaw, but it was really not so much a roast as a recognition of the 50th anniversary year of the first Super Bowl, and to have those players come back, and a lot of them, you know, give homage to your dad in particular.
Well, thanks. You know, Mel is in the audiobook, and Mel tells a great story. I don't think we put it in the book, but he and my father had this really tough negotiation. I think it was in 76. And, you know, it was a very difficult negotiation. Mel was really asking for more money than a cornerback had ever been paid before. And they get it done. He actually missed a couple games at the beginning of that season. But he said then he opened the first of the Mel Blount youth homes right in the middle of the negotiation. And my father flown down to Georgia to be part of the thing in the middle of this sort of tough thing. And he said that really made him see this is the organization he wanted to be a part of. You know, he wanted to get the money that he thought he deserved, but he also felt like that was a sign that was above and beyond. He could, you know, he could have just sent a note or whatever, but they showed up. He said the place is in the middle of nowhere, so it's hard to get to. And that my father was always a big supporter of what Mel did, and that he was able to have those tough business negotiations, but still show, you know, that care for a player like Mel.
Yeah, same happened with Franco at one point. People forget that, you know, on the steps protesting, and your dad reached out. So I highly
Joe Gordon, the great PR director,
who I saw Friday night with his wife Babe, which was it was a great night. And Terry Bradshaw is a funny guy. He in the moment he can create a lot of amusement, but it wasn't a roast. It was more of a tribute to that team.
They deserve it.
Absolutely. But you're one of nine children, including your brother, Art II, who's running the team right now. But what people may not know is you've been a type 1 diabetic since you're a young boy.
Yes, since 1977. Like all things, I mark it based on Steelers schedule. So my sister Duffy was diagnosed 8 years before I was with type 1, and then I was wetting the bed at age 10, and you know that's not a normal thing, and my mouth was dry all the time, and my mother kind of knew the symptoms, so she called a great doctor at Children's Hospital, Alan Drash, who really led the pediatric endocrinology program at Children's for years. And so I go in and go through all these processes that we can talk about. But the thing I remember most is the day I came out, we lost to the Denver Broncos in a playoff game. So that's how I mark my memories.
I actually remember that too. But that said, so two of the nine children?
Two of my mother's nine kids have type 1, and then my brother Dan has type 2 diabetes. So they're a little bit different.
The difference, as I understand, is type 2 is developed over time and can be, in some cases, treated differently or is treated differently.
Right. So type 1 really comes from what, and I'm not a doctor, but my understanding is there's something that happens in your body that your T cells, your immune system, we all learned all about this during COVID, you know, the T cells and how important they are at attacking viruses. They start attacking what are called islet cells. And islet cells are hormone cells inside your pancreas that deal with the regulation of blood sugar. And the beta cells, or one of these islet cells, produce insulin. And they're then attacked by your own body. And then, you know, you need insulin to live. And so that's the basic biology. At the end of the day, type 2 is similar, that your insulin production is down, but it can be more because of weight or age or some other factors.
Right.
It's not necessarily that the T cells or that the immune system attacked your body in type 2.
And a significant number of people deal with this in this country.
Yes. So over 38 million people have diabetes in the United States. Every 27 seconds, someone is diagnosed with diabetes. The economic costs are estimated to be about $412.9 billion a year to deal with diabetes in this country. So it's a challenging issue to live with, and it's a major cost on the people who have it, as well as us as a society.
And we want to talk more about it. And the reason we're bringing this to light today is Jim is being honored on behalf of the Rooney family at the T1D, formerly the JDRF Promise Gala, which is coming up a week from Saturday, April 26th at the Westin. And I want to share how important this is and the technology breakthroughs that have come over the years and the promises of the future with Jim Rooney on the Big K Morning Show. It's 818 at News Radio KDKA from the Goldberg Persky and White News Desk, Paul Rasmussen.
Larry, we will have the latest on the Butler man accused of threatening to kill the president coming up at 8:30 on The Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio KDKA.
Thanks, Paul. And we continue our conversation with Jim Rooney, and we're talking about your life dealing with diabetes. So many people share your story, and it's very personal in many ways. But at the same time, if it opened up an opportunity for people to reach out and learn more, this JDRF, by the way, which is now called T1D, is something I realized. A gentleman, the late Rob German, who was an attorney, asked me to MC a golf tournament. Gee, Jim, this is 30 years ago. And then eventually came to the gala and met so many great people. It's such a big night, and the outpouring is tremendous. Do you sense and feel the support? Because parents, anytime they're dealing with their children's health, they get very passionate. And this group is well-organized and very passionate.
Yeah, and I remember Rob and his wife and the commitment they had. Rob's no longer with us, but you know, I think it's so endemic of what I saw with my mother, and you know, I just think now as a parent and as an adult, you know, how difficult it is to see your child, you know, have to take shots, have to measure everything they eat, go through these low blood sugar challenges. You know, now we have all this great data, which is fantastic, and it's saving our lives and making our lives better. But there's a stress to it because you know immediately if your blood sugar went up or if it went down too quickly. And from a parent's standpoint, you know, constantly going through the ups and downs of a day with diabetes, you know, I just, you know, I've gotten more and more appreciation for the work that each parent has gone through, the stress, the, you know, the tears, and then the grit, the passion they show. I mean, it is a lot of work. You know, you dose yourself after a meal, and for the next 3 hours, you know, your profile should be this. Sometimes it works perfectly. Sometimes it doesn't work at all. And then 3 hours later, you may have eaten or you're taking another dose of insulin, and you're on sort of a whole new dynamic and what that experience is. It's challenging as an individual to have that, but, you know, for a parent or a caregiver, you know, just the constancy of it and having that, you know, knowing that that's going on at night while people are sleeping, you know, I just, there's a great deal of empathy that I've gained for all the caregivers and the parents. And you know, to really look at what that experience must be like, you know, it's a lot.
And I've seen, you know, the angst on the parents' faces too, because then as your children grow and now they want to go to college or leave you and start a life on your own. And as a parent, you're always a parent. You always are concerned. And many expressed, you know, having a hard time letting go. And letting their children, you know, have their own life.
Yeah. No. And look, the fact of the matter is that some of the toughest times I experienced were, you know, going through puberty and going to college, because, you know, as a person with the condition, you know, I wanted to live as normal a life as possible.
Sure.
But it is an endocrine condition. So as your body's changing through puberty, you know, there's all different types of challenges because all your endocrine chemicals are changing during that time frame. And then in college, you know, you want to go out, you want to have fun, you want to do all the things you do in college. And, you know, it is an extra complication in any of those decisions. And I made plenty of bad ones in those years. And, you know, I remember, you know, a few times a couple friends of mine in a car and, you know, rushing to a hospital to try and, you know, get me some sugar, and, you know, half the time I'd be drinking juice on the way there. They were so scared. We ended up in some emergency room, and my sugar would have been 400 when it was 37 when we started off on this trip, which are, you know, massive variants in terms of the impact on your body.
Well, walk us through, for those that don't know, what do you feel, what do you experience when you have low blood sugar? What happens to you and your conscious? Because you say you get to a point where you could be unconscious,
yeah.
If it's not addressed at some point,
yeah. You know, it's a little bit like being, drunk or buzzed with without any fun, because it's you feel the sense of anxiety. Your body is very hungry, and you can get to the those points with low blood sugar that you're just shaking. Obviously, there's conditions where you can pass out, and I've seen I've seen folks.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Go into seizures. So those are all the most extreme. But just generally, trying to function, working with you and knowing, okay, my blood sugar goes low in the middle of a conversation, is that going to impact what I say? Because you're out of it, and those moments between when the orange juice or whatever kicks in, and your body is just shaking on the inside. It's pretty scary.
What are some of the breakthroughs that have occurred that have helped manage this?
Yeah, it's, in my lifetime, so as I said, I was diagnosed in 77, and I started with 2 shots a day, one long-acting insulin, another short-acting insulin, and that advanced to an insulin pump. So there's a machine now that you can put a tube full of insulin that will last 3 or 4 days. You put a small needle in your body. The needle comes out, but there's still a piece of Teflon inside of you. And now I get the insulin constantly. So over a 24-hour period, I'll have a profile, and then when I eat, I will take more insulin. So that's been, I think, one of the most significant improvements. What we call a continuous glucose monitor, a CGM. Now on my phone, I have my blood sugar readings available to me 24/7. That allows me to make such better decisions. My A1C, so A1C is a test that shows how your control, as they like to say, with your diabetes has been for the last 3 months. My A1C has been below 6. The last one was 5.4, which is what a normal person's A1C is. And this is all because of this technology, particularly now knowing exactly when my blood sugar starts to go up, addressing it, whether it's doing some more exercise or adding insulin, deciding not to eat sometimes, doing things that allow me to get numbers that would have been unheard of 20, 30 years ago.
And this is every day, day and night.
Every day, day and night.
And I want to talk to you about this important night and how people can get involved and find out more for their own families. We're with Jim Rooney in studio on the Big K Morning Show. K Morning Show, and with me in studio, Jim Rooney, who is one of 9 children of Daniel and Patricia Rooney, and dealing with type 1 diabetes as, how old were you again, Jim?
10 years old.
10.
Fourth grade.
And obviously, over the years. And by the way, they are honoring Jim and the Rooney family coming up a week from Saturday. That's April 26th at the Promise Gala. Breakthrough T1D is the official name. Many people remember it as JDRF, JD for juvenile diabetes. That's at the Westin. It's still not too late to get involved if you want to reach out to Breakthrough T1D. We talked about some of the new technologies, and you said, Larry, there are some things on the horizon, too, that give people a lot of hope.
Right, Larry. So here in Pittsburgh, which is fantastic, they've done some great discoveries with these islet cells that I talked about. These are the hormone cells that produce insulin. And they finally found ways to transplant them because this is such a great transplant center. And they're working on different coatings that would allow them to not be attacked by the immune system. And that work, some of the core pieces of that work are being done at the University of Pittsburgh Medical School, as well as in conjunction with CMU. So it's some of the best technology. It is effectively a cure for diabetes that Pittsburgh is driving. And the one of the main doctors is a transplant surgeon named Martin Wickstrom. And, you know, Martin is already doing this in, there's certain cases, they do these studies as they go through this. And so we're already putting these islet cells into folks. Sometimes it's in the pancreas, and they've also find ways to put them in the liver where they're living in the liver. And these folks are now living without, the folks that are getting these transplants, without diabetes. So fantastic.
And
progress
here in Pittsburgh.
Here in Pittsburgh is one of the leading centers, and the money that the dinners like the T1D Gala, T1D JDRF has been one of the core funders of this research. So it's been critical work. The efforts of people in Pittsburgh have brought this, the resources in attending and supporting. I keep wanting to say JDRF, but T1D. And then it's great to see that the innovation of Pittsburgh is leading the way on this.
That is fantastic. For those that don't know, there's a global, this is not just Pittsburgh or even the U.S., there's a global impact. So if that could come out of Pittsburgh, wouldn't that be fantastic?
It really would, Larry. I spent time working with kids with diabetes here in Pittsburgh, but I also spent time when I first got out of college, I worked in Chile. With children from South America with diabetes. I spent two different winters, which were their summers, so it was pretty nice, down in Chile with camping programs for kids with diabetes. And it was really interesting to be in places where you don't have the same health infrastructure. And I saw folks, diabetes doesn't discriminate. There is a higher likelihood in poorer populations, but it doesn't discriminate. So you had kids who had technologies just as good as mine. And then I remember this little girl, her name was Francesca, and she had she would get 10 shots a year, and she had to sharpen the shot on a piece of stone. And you can think about how dull that would get and to make that, be able to sustain her diabetes, through those methods. And to think about what we in the United States have done with innovation and all of this tremendous work to help people all over the globe.
Well, we certainly, that comes to fruition here in Pittsburgh, but exciting, and it does give people a lot of hope. I got to ask you before we run out of time, though, what's it like growing up a Rooney? I mean, the passion that people have now around the world. The team's going to Ireland to play a real regular season game next fall. We'll get the schedule here, I guess, in a couple of weeks to make it official. But just, I can't imagine what it's like. Your grandfather is the chief, your dad the ambassador, your mom very prominent too, and your brother Art is running the team. What's it like?
Well, and I can throw some diabetes stories in here because, I worked at training camp. I started camp when I was in seventh grade, so I would have had diabetes for about 3 years at that point. And I remember our trainer, Ralph Berlin. Ralph was, all the guys from the 70s that we talked about spent a lot of time with Ralph. He was a cranky old guy with a cigar and always had a joke. But I would keep my insulin in there, and I would prepare my shots. And while the guys were icing their knees or whatever, I'd be taking a shot. And three guys in particular always kind of looked out for me because they would see me in there. You know, one was Mark Malone. Mark Malone, you know, the great quarterback that we had after Terry Bradshaw. You know, he just really always was kind of checking on what I was eating, how I was doing. Dwayne Woodruff, the judge, you know, always looked out for me, and he would talk about, you know, knowing family members who had diabetes with him. And then the other guy who was cranky and difficult and everything else, but still in his special way, Lambert. Lambert.
I knew always, you were going to say that.
Lambert was always looking out for me with the diabetes, even though anything he said to me, I couldn't say on air. But there, you felt that care. You felt that he was interested in, you know, was I okay on the field? Was I eating the right things and thing? And you know, if he saw me eating something I shouldn't be, he wasn't, you know, kind. You know, he would call me names that when you're in seventh grade, you barely even knew what those names were.
That's Lambert. For those that don't know, he, in underneath that really rough exterior, he's got a good heart. He really does.
One of the best people you ever met.
And I want to give a shout out to Dr. Stanley Marks too, because he, because of his son,
yep, Jordan,
he got involved and really helped start this chapter with two other couples, I believe, just around a kitchen table talking, what can we do? And look what's happened since. And on the verge of maybe the biggest breakthrough ever from right here in Pittsburgh is pretty exciting.
Yeah, and Stanley Marks is, you know, he's one of the best oncologists in the world. Brilliant doctor, has done so much for cancer patients here in Pittsburgh, but the care he's shown to diabetes and the diabetes community has been fantastic, and you know, something I think we're all grateful for.
Next Saturday, that's April 26th, Breakthrough T1D, formerly JDRF, the Promise Gala at the West End. You can still get involved. The honoree this year, Jim Rooney. On behalf of the Rooney family, Jim, I appreciate you coming in. Highly recommend that you also get your audio book, A Different Way to Win, story about your dad and the great struggles and the great triumphs of our Steelers. Notice how we say our Steelers here.
Well, they are our Steelers. So I hope it stays that way.
All right. I appreciate you coming in. Outstanding, and congratulations. This is a great honor.
Well, this is an important organization. The work they do, you know, really changes so many lives. So thanks for having me, Larry.
All right, now who's going to be the quarterback?
I don't make those decisions.
Good answer.
Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk. Harrisburg's arson fire suspect is a topic of discussion as far away as the Oval Office.
The attacker was not a fan of Trump, I understand, just from what I read and from what I've been told. The attacker basically wasn't a fan of anybody. It's probably just a whack job. And certainly a thing like that cannot be allowed to happen.
And this has sparked the conversation about mental health and what we can do before someone turns violent.
Yes, a search underway now for two men who parachuted from PPG Place over the weekend, and they did the same thing, Larry, at the U.S. Steel Tower last month.
What are these guys doing, jumping off buildings in Pittsburgh with a parachute?
I guess it's a thrill-seeking type thing.
I actually want to meet them. I want to have them on the air.
If we could get them, that would be great. By the way, Colin Dunlap told us about this. He made a post on it on X, a couple of pictures to look at if you want to check it out. Now, a new necklace the Pirates were wearing last night has some people thinking that they had something to do with the Bucks winning 10-3 over Washington. It was Andrew McCutchen who talked about passing those necklaces out after the game.
When it comes to baseball, you'll do whatever it takes to turn things around. So good old friends there fighting. We worked something out where they could send me some, and they did. And it's just kind of cool that, you know, we're able to do something as a team, and then it translated into the game.
You realize, Paul, a black and gold necklace with the Steelers, Penguins, Pirates. If Andrew McCutchen, if people think this is going to work, they're going to sell a million of these things.
Yeah, the Japanese company that makes them is called Phiten, Phiten. McCutchen ordered these for the team, and then, as we said, he handed them out before the game, and everything changed.
I want one.
Me too.
We'll get a price on them. We'll see how much they are. They're probably like $2 million or something. But we'll let you know on the Big K Morning Show. Americans spend $66 billion on weight loss products and services each year. And you know what? Right here in our hometown, Pittsburgh's very own board-certified and licensed hypnotherapist Dan Bischoff has helped thousands of people do just that, lose weight, keep it off. In fact, he's been helping people take back control of their lives for more than 20 years here in Pittsburgh at the PA Hypnosis Center. You have an opportunity to do the same. Are you battling anxiety? So many people are. He can help you with that. If you want to quit smoking, Dan Bischoff is the call you should make at the PA Hypnosis Center today. Schedule your free consultation at 724-934-8446. 724-934-8446. Dan can help you reach your goal with a 98% success guarantee. 724-934-8446. Call now. Big K Morning Show. Next hour, we're going to talk to Lynn Hayes Freeland, and also so much to cover. How about the fallout after the all-female crew blasted almost 24 hours ago, the Blue Origin? I can't believe how fast they get up to space and then come back.
Like 11 minutes for the whole trip. What about the fallout? What has there been?
No, I just mean their reaction, because if you recall, the one that really struck me is when William Shatner went up, and he was brought to tears. And he said, even, you know, he's older, looked at life in that moment completely. It gave him some kind of different perspective that he didn't anticipate. And yesterday, pop singer Katy Perry, you got Jeff Bezos' fiance,
Lauren Sanchez.
Sanchez, and then Gail King from CBS.
And they're still making news on this morning on CBS Mornings. There's a lot of video of Gail in space.
Yeah, she said this.
It's oddly quiet when you get up there. It's really quiet and peaceful. And you look down at the planet and you think, that's where we came from? To me, it's such a reminder about how we need to do better, be better. Do better, be better human beings.
If that's the takeaway, that's not a bad place. Don't we all want to be better?
I'd like to go and check that out. That would be fine with me. 11 minutes would be more than enough.
You know, I had... and as I'm sure they did, some anxiety about watching this thing yesterday.
Well, you saw the look on Gail's face when she was walking on the gangplank to go to the capsule.
The gangplank.
Whatever, the gangway, whatever.
No,
whatever,
you're,
the gantry.
You're right.
Yeah, I mean, she had a look on her face like, ooh, God.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.